Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Pokemon World Tour Special News Bulletin. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And we're bumping Cinnabar Island. We're doing the famous PWT bump.
Yeah, giving it that bump you've come to know and love.
Because we have a lot of news, because E3 happened last week.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put that in the front of a regular episode.
No. I don't want to edit that all in one day. I don't want to do that to Cinnabar. I feel like it deserves better than that.
There's a lot on there, too. So
there's a lot.
It's going to be a long episode anyway.
Exactly. It's going to be a little shorter, thanks to this one. So
we got bunches of news. We got Sun and Moon news.
Sun and Moon news. We have Pokemon Go news.
Pokemon Goes.
Of which I know nothing.
Oh, good. It wasn't a lot of, like, reveal stuff. It was a weird Q&A. I watched maybe half of it.
Okay.
And what I took away from it the most is that those little director chairs that they had everybody sitting on made them all look like little kids. And Jay Witz is a giant, I guess, and you cannot tell that from watching his videos.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to it. We're going to start with Sun and Moon.
Okay.
All right, so one of the first things, because this was done in a live treehouse format, and if you're not familiar with that, it's a couple Nintendo people sitting down and interviewing developers.
Right.
That's how they did it. And so they're just playing the game, and the guy playing the game, his name is Terry. He works at Nintendo.
Yeah.
He's real bad at Pokemon. I'm sorry, Terry, but you just did a bad job.
You did a bad job, Terry. I hope your role is not official Pokemon player, because you're not good at it.
No. He was probably very nervous, but he just walked right past the item ball. He was looking at it, and he turned around.
Decided against it.
But one of the first things you notice when the game starts up is that the overworld model of the trainers is much more proportionate, less chibi than previously.
Okay, good. Because when you change your clothes in X and Y, it was like, this is what you look like. And then it was like, when you're on the overworld, it's like, this is what you would look like if you were put in a compactor.
Right. Or squishy down just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And make you a little stubby. But no, there's no stubby trainers anymore. They're all full-grown, realized people. All the trainers. You.
Cool.
Trainers, gym leaders, everybody.
Everybody gets regular-sized legs.
Let's talk about the battle system now, because it works the same. It's Pokemon.
Right.
Type advantages, turn-based, one attack you can learn for, whatever. But the interface is very much upgraded.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a great way.
Okay.
So on your touchscreen now, on the left is two panels for item and Pokemon.
Okay.
On the bottom is your run button, and then on the right is your fight button.
Okay.
Now in the middle are the two little sprites, or however many Pokemon are in the battle for each Pokemon, for yours and your opponent's.
All right.
If you tap on that Pokemon, it'll show you, like, if you've used Growl, it'll show you how lowered their attack is or how lowered their defense is. Like, there's an indicator now, so you know how many times you've growled them.
Oh, okay.
There was a bunch of other stuff.
I heard
that
you can also
too.
Check moves. Like, you can see what a move does in battle.
If you tap on fight and go into the fight screen, you can, like, check moves right from that screen instead of having to go into your Pokemon menu, go to the Pokemon, go to the move.
Right.
And also, if you use a move that's super effective against a type, like, it'll tell you that from then on in the move selection screen.
Oh, nice.
So if you're using fire against grass, it'll say super effective on the bottom.
Cool.
Just a lot of handy little tweaks.
Little
that
shorthand.
And make it super inviting to new players.
Yeah.
Just like, come play this cool game. We're going to show you everything so you don't have to guess or remember.
Sorry about the 20 years of math we made everyone do. You don't have to do that anymore.
Also, now on the top screen where the battle is actually happening, behind the Pokemon on the battlefield, you'll be able to see the trainers in the battle.
I like that.
So you're standing behind your Pokemon. Your opponent is standing behind their Pokemon, which means every subclass of trainer from last to, like, fight girl or whatever, swimmers,
right?
Beauties.
Fight girl is my favorite class, if that's a real thing.
Battle girl, I think.
Close enough.
They just like fighting. And like your hikers and stuff, they all are going to have fully realized 3D models that will be visible in the battle in the background.
Are they all going to be identical? Like, are all the hikers the same? Or do you think there'll be like little tweaks and changes here and there?
I think they're all going to be identical. It's still only a 3DS game.
So. But if you just randomly generate features,
that could be. I don't think that's how it's going to go.
We'll see.
But we will see.
We'll see. How many hikers you see in the game? Just the one, right? If any?
I mean, they haven't shown hikers yet. I just threw it out there because there's always been hikers.
There's always hikers. There's a mountain.
They did show a lass.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. When you get close to a trainer, when you get close to, like, their line of sight,
yeah,
the screen will like kind of letterbox a little bit. There'll just be like a dramatic border on the top and bottom.
Okay.
And it'll like, it gets more dramatic. Like you're about, you can tell you're about to enter so you can go around, you can avoid it or just like get ready.
Nice.
It's not a surprise anymore. You don't have to guess who's a trainer, who's not a trainer. Right. Because the game will tell you now.
There's like an indicator above their head or something? Or just like...
As you get closer, the screen kind of like letterboxes.
That's all it does, though. Yeah, it's not like...
I think the music might change.
Okay. But if there's like three people in a row and they're not all trainers, you wouldn't know. You just assume that one of these is trainers.
Right.
Okay.
But then you'll fight them and it'll probably still stay until you get past... Because it's some... I don't know what the radius is on it. And speaking of the trainers in the overworld, they don't just stand in a spot and look forward anymore. Yeah. They like move around and are alive.
That's cool.
Which is
they're not just like
very
props.
Cool. We also met some new characters. We've met formerly your rival, Hau, H-A-U.
Okay, what's his name now?
Hau.
Oh, you said. Oh, okay. You mean you said. You said formally.
Formally. I say formerly instead of formally a lot. So I might have actually done that.
That's what I heard, so I assume you did that. Okay, Hau.
But
Hau you doing? That's a joke that everyone's going to make. I'm getting it out now. Don't make that joke.
I can't pin another tweet. We already got Holla at Your Boy.
Holla at Your Boy is the best one, though.
And Holla is the old man.
Okay.
Not the professor with the lab coat, the Chris Jericho lab coat.
Not sexy professor.
But, like, I guess his dad or something.
Kikui? I don't know. Ficus. Professor Ficus.
There is a battle with Hau in the treehouse footage.
Okay.
At a festival. So your goal in this little demo that they played was to leave your house and go up the mountain to a festival for, I don't know if it has the name of the guardian on here. Let me see if I can find it.
For Solgaleo.
No, it's not them. It's something different. It's like Topukaku or something.
Oh, Tokusatsu.
Nope.
Oh, Kodapotoro.
No, I'm going to look it up. Stop guessing. Okay, it's Tapu Koko.
Okay.
Tapu-Koko.
Is that a real thing or is that a name of a Pokemon?
It translates to blood spirit or spirit blood or something.
Oh.
Something very weird.
It's a little gruesome.
So we met Hau. You battle him at the festival. He has the starter weak to yours.
Hmm.
So that might mean that you have another rival that we don't know about yet.
Right.
Or it could be Lily, who's the new girl that we met. She's the professor's assistant. She's very mysterious.
She's creepy.
She is a pasty blonde girl in a giant sun hat in a Hawaii region.
Yeah. She a ghost.
She a ghost.
She a ghost.
she's with the professor for her own reasons.
What does that mean?
And she does not like to battle Pokemon.
Good. I'm glad she's there for her own reasons. She's not in indentured servitude to the professor. Good. We cleared that up.
And in her official artwork, she's grumpy.
I saw a picture of her. She does look like a grumpo.
So I'm excited to learn more about her because they did say she's going to play like an integral role in the story.
If she doesn't like fighting Pokemon, I feel like she's going to be in the bad guy team, which is going to be against Pokemon fighting, which is going to be weird.
They did that already with Team Galactic.
They don't like Pokemon
fighting. They don't like Pokemon fighting. They wanted everyone to let their Pokemon go because they were basically like PETA.
Oh.
except they wanted everyone to let their Pokemon go. Their ulterior motive was so they could beat everybody with their Pokemon, and they could have all the Pokemon and all the power.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Except for N, who's just a little sissy boy, and I hate him.
I haven't heard anything good about N, but I don't know anything about him also.
So during the battle with Hau, the starting trainer has a Popplio. The player character has Popplio.
Right. The best one.
And it levels up because it beats up Hau, and it learns Disarming Voice at level 8. Disarming Voice is a fairy-type move.
Okay.
Which is fine. But everybody is taking this as proof that he's going to evolve into a water fairy type. And it's like, guys, I have news for you.
Pokemon can just have
Pokemon learn different move types all the time. If it fits the creature, it's fine.
That's also called type coverage. Guys, everyone chill out. A water fairy would be pretty cool, but I don't know what that would mean for Popplio, for my sweet baby water puppy.
I don't either.
Also, you know what I learned about Pokemon during the whole E3 conference? Everyone hates Popplio. Every single person on the earth hates Popplio.
I don't hate Popplio.
Except for me.
I think now I like him more than Litten.
Litten's a loser. Litten just looks like, it's like, oh, I'm a cat and I'm a grump cat. If you want a grumpy cat, just go to any real cat. Boom, you get the same experience.
T- touch it on its nose, and it'll just look at you.
Be, oh, you? You're one of them, huh?
I am one of them. Fictional cat.
Yeah, so many people just hate Pablo out of hand, and it makes me so sad. It's me. It's okay, because Keith Lee is on my side, and I will take Keith Lee over literally anybody.
Keith Lee likes Pablo?
Keith Lee's on the Pablo defense squad.
Good for Pablo. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
We did meet some new Pokemon, but there's a new battle type. A new battle mode, I should say,
okay.
that we're going to talk about first. It's called Battle Royal, even though during the Treehouse they kept saying Royale. It's spelled Royal.
That's because they don't watch wrestling.
Everybody on the internet is like, oh, I don't know why it's not Battle Royale. That sounds so weird to say Battle Royal. And it's like, dude, what is it like not being a wrestling
fan? I don't know.
Because that's what they're called. It's a four-way free-for-all battle. It's a Battle Royal.
A Battle Royale is literally, to me, all it is a Japanese movie. That's it. There's a movie called Battle Royale, which everyone's like, oh, it's like the Hunger Games, but cooler. It's like, yeah, it's like if the Hunger Games, if you didn't care about any single character. That's Jake Mason's hot take on Battle Royale. All right, if you guys like it, that's fine. But don't come into my house.
Eat my cookies.
Eat my cookies. Tell me how to like the Hunger Games. Katniss would have killed all those dumb kids. All right, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, it's just a Battle Royale, guys.
But it's weird.
Okay,
it's the first take of a new battle mode. So it's like it's weird. Here's how it goes.
Okay,
it's a free for all. You can attack any of the other three Pokemon that you want. Okay. I don't know how moves like Earthquake and Surf that hit multiple opponents in like double battles.
That might be a whole.
Yeah, I don't know how those work in this because we didn't see. It was just like level 5 starters fighting.
Right, they didn't want to show you anything too cool.
But once one trainer loses all their Pokemon, the battle ends.
Okay.
And then the winner is determined by scoring the remaining three on how many Pokemon they have remaining and how many KOs they got in the battle.
Oops, Pokemon, you messed up.
Here's how you could have done it. Last man standing wins.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
That's the obvious one. Why'd you walk right by that, Pokemon? Go to a weird... No one likes points.
That'll be the special like marketing for Pokemon Please and Thank You. We'll be like... We'll be like, now it's Elimination Battle Royal.
Or the, like, DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you have any idea how screwed you're going to feel when you're like, I didn't win because I didn't knock, I did the most damage, or I did the most, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I did very good.
I have all my Pokemon left, but I didn't get the last blow on anybody.
Yeah, that bites. That's poopy.
That's a little poopy. There was, at some point, I think they showed the box art. No, I'm getting that mixed up with Zelda. Excuse me.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think there was an Amiibo logo, but that was on the Zelda.
Zelda, yeah. You get play with your wolf.
So friend. There is no Amiibo support announced at this time for Sun and Moon.
That's fine.
I don't. What would they do? Unless it's like, here's how I would do Amiibos. If you're not giving me a world tournament,
right?
Give me all the old gym leaders and Elite Four and stuff. Give me Amiibo cards of them that I can scan and battle them in a house somewhere.
That would kick butt.
Yeah.
I also want...
And you can like level them up.
I wouldn't mind actual Amiibo statues of like all the gym leaders and the Elite Fours and like red and blue and gold and all them.
That would be, oh God.
I
would sell all my Amiibos now to make room to buy every single gym leader.
I would get that set. I would definitely work for that one because I don't care about Animal Crossing.
Right.
You know, like
I do. I stopped buying them because I just can't sink that money into it. I can't bring myself to do it anymore.
My little brother's. Mostly the reason I keep getting more, because you'll find them. Like, hey, do you want this? I'm like, yes.
I really want all the Animal Crossing ones. It's just, what can I use them for that's not Amiibo Festival?
Right.
And the answer right now is nothing.
They just look cool, but you don't have like a game room to display them in.
Yeah.
That's the perfect place for a thing you're not using, you know?
So we met three new Pokemon, two of them in the live stream, and then one I guess he just did not encounter by chance, so they just announced it in a trailer later.
Were those three the only ones that would have shown up, and that's why they were fine with just random encounters?
Yeah, I think the three that showed up were like the three new early route Pokemon, because the first thing he runs into is a Ledyba,
okay,
which is a Gen 2 Pokemon. And when he ran into that, I'm like, oh, they programmed this demo, so he's not going to run into anything new. But then he ran into a Yungoose.
It's Yungoose.
And I was homesick this day. I called out. I was very sick. And I remembered like half an hour before the stream. I was like, oh, Sun and Moon. So I'm laying in bed all covered up with my laptop on my lap. And a new
Where
Pokemon.
It belongs.
And a new Pokemon showed up. And I was like, that's a new Pokemon.
Nice.
I'm like freaking out in my bedroom.
I love Mongeese and all their permutations. Zangoose is my favorite Gen 3 Pokemon. So this looks nothing like him. I'm excited to see what he evolves into.
Yeah, he's going to evolve into Old Goose.
Look, that would be hilarious. He looks so dumb, and I love it.
He does look very dumb.
He's got this dumb grin. It's supposed to be like angry bared teeth, but his eyebrows look surprised, I think. Or at least his eyes look a little surprised. So it just comes off as like, hi! And then,
so we could fully spotlight these Pokemon, but we won't. I'm going to save that for when we have the whole family. We can do
everything.
But there is information on Pokemon-sunmoon.com about all the new Pokemon. You can read up on them. But I will say he's a normal type. He gets a new ability called Stakeout, which is new to this generation. And Young Goose is the only known Pokemon right now.
Sure. He's the only new one.
And what it does is doubles the amount of damage inflicted on any Pokemon that switch in or enter the field mid-battle.
That's cool.
Yeah, if your opponent switches, Young Goose is doing double damage to that fool.
It's a good reason to get your Mongoose up to par. He's always hangry.
He's very hangry. He's a hangry Pokemon. He's either hungry and mad or sleeping.
He's also got a real dumb haircut, which I kind of love.
He does. It also says that he's not native to the Alola region, and was brought in to help deal with the explosive population of another Pokemon.
So it's going to be tied to a new snake Pokemon.
So it's going to be... Mongeese were brought into Hawaii to deal with rats.
Okay.
So...
Because I know that Mongoose and snakes are mortal enemies.
They're mortal enemies.
Fight to the death. That would be cool, though. There's too many Rattatas, so we brought in some Young Goose.
Yeah.
But that begs the question, where you come from, Young Goose?
Gonna have to wait until the next games, I guess, to find out.
I was thinking today.
Somebody made a chart of like all the Pokemon that debuted in generations that they're not like native to. Like Eevee debuted in Gen 1, but is not a native Kanto Pokemon. You can't find it in the wild until you get to Kalos. Like,
right. You need to find that chart again and send it to me because I'm very interested in looking at it.
I will. Yeah, I'll tweet it out.
I love that kind of stuff. Because Pokemon World is so weirdly rich that you know they didn't plan any of this. No one had a little notebook. They were just like, yeah, you can't find them here. Oh, but in Kalos, they're just running around on Route 8 or whatever.
And we also ran into the new Pokemon, Picky Peck.
Peter Piper, Picky Peck of Pickle Peppers.
I'm probably going to name it Piper because he pick a peck of pickle peppers.
I might name him Pickle. I was gonna my name convention was gonna be Astronauta Songs. Now I think it's just gonna be whatever.
It's gonna be whatever that Pokemon looks like. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna name it.
Because I got like a couple Astronauta's names in the chamber, but like I gotta run across Pokemon to like deserve it. So
right,
yeah, we'll see. But Picky obviously, my Popplio is gonna be Papillon.
Picky Peck is a little cute little woodpecker man.
Yeah,
he's great. I love him. I'm gonna start with a bird, and I think I'm also gonna use Picky Peck on my team. I'm going to have a pretty gnarly ice weakness going through this game. But it's a tropical region, so I think I'll be all right.
But as soon as my Popplio gets an ice beam or an ice attack, if it gets an ice attack, taking out your whole squad. Squad's going down.
Oh, it says that he'll attack distant opponents by zipping seeds at them. They have enough speed to embed the seeds in tree trunks. Pokemon are frightening.
They could. That's why you have to travel with one, because other random ones can kill you.
It can strike 16 times a second with its beak.
That's crazy.
That's too fast.
I think it was Carrie Fry that was talking during the, like, you know, she was following along with it, and she's like into ornithology.
Yeah, she's super into birds.
Yeah, and so she was like pointing out all the things that they did right. Like, it has two talons on the back and two talons on the front.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she's like, it's got two talons on the back. You actually did your research on what this one is based on.
She showed a picture of the actual type of woodpecker that it's based off of, and it's very close.
Yeah.
But still, like, designed enough to look like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
This whole batch is very, they're very simple and they're very cute.
I like how simple they are.
I'm very excited for them to evolve into men.
Into men wearing clothes with weapons and armor.
And finally, revealed in the trailer after the treehouse, or maybe it was during, is a new little bug type named Grubbin. I don't know if you saw it.
I did see Grubbin.
Love the name Grubbin. It's so cute.
Well, it's a good name.
Nothing says lovin' like a hug from a Grubbin.
I think that's wrong because a Grubbin's got gnarly little pinchers. I don't know if they're pinchers, but they're definitely stabbers in the front of its face.
It's just a regular, like, solid bug type, but it does mention in its description that it loves electricity, so I expect that to play into its evolution at some point.
I would imagine so. Well, I assume Yungoos is normal type?
Yungoos is normal type.
Cool. My favorite
and
type.
And Pikipek is normal flying.
All birds are normal flying, unless there's something else flying.
And Pikipek we know is going to evolve twice because of the way the Pokedex works now. So if you catch something, it registers it in the Pokedex. So it'll show, like, here's Pikipek. And then it'll have two white Pokeballs, like, if it evolves.
It's okay.
Like, you know, it evolves twice. Or I think Yungoos might have only had one. So,
okay.
Like, it evolves once. Because they wanted to, like, encourage people to train their Pokemon, catch more. You know, they're
right.
Bringing Gotta Catch 'Em All back into Pokemon.
Right.
And so they want to drive people to do that.
Nice.
And that was one of the ways they came up with
it. You catch an Eevee and it's just like Pokeballs everywhere.
Just like a cascade of there's like eight now?
Yeah, there's eight.
Yeah.
Also, hey, Pokemon.
Oof.
I better get some new ones.
Just give me Eevee-on. Just
I
give me
just
a normal
want an
type.
Eevee-on.
Get an Eevee up to like five hearts in Pokemon and me. Like all the way. Make that thing love you as much as you can.
And like level.
I'd level it up to like level
28 or whatever.
28,
yeah.
30, whatever. It just evolves into a bigger, fluffier Eevee.
With two tails.
It's got to have two
tails. I saw it in that one fan art that someone did, that Fakemon, and I love it. I love the two-tail Eevee.
All right, before we get into the news about Pokemon Go, and it's not a lot of news, it's just them talking more about stuff that we know, I do want to point out that during the live demonstration, the app crashed. So that's not a good sign.
No.
They had to switch to somebody. I think the first one that they tried might have been on Android, and they switched to an iPhone, and it was fine on that one. But it was...
Well, are we done with Pokemon Sun and Moon news? Is that it?
That's all I got out of this. I think that's most of the major news. If we missed anything...
It'll be in the news segment in the
Cinnabar.
Let us know.
We'll come back around next week. Or the week after next week, because next week's the United.
Next week's United. Week after next.
All right, like I said, there's not a lot of news here. There was just a Q&A. They had a couple field testers. Jay Witz was one of them. He's a pretty popular Pokemon YouTuber.
Okay.
I watch him sometimes, but his channel has devolved into top numbers of things. I know that brings in the money, but it's not what I'm on YouTube
yeah,
for.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't care about that even a little bit. I like lists, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't want your opinion on lists. YouTuber, sorry.
They showed off the AR mode right on the stage a little bit. They caught like an Abra and a Rattata.
Okay.
So that was neat. They did announce a release. Pokemon Go Plus has been given a price.
Okay.
It's $34.99.
That's the price of a game.
It's the price of a game, but also this is just like a little bracelet. It's a little button.
Right.
I pre-ordered one.
Sure.
So I'll let you know if it comes with anything when it comes in. Like if you get any in-game stuff for spending
right.
so much money.
You get
know?
A potion.
Here's one potion.
Here's one potion for you.
Good
don't,
job.
Don't drink it all in one place.
And a great ball.
This ball's great.
Good job, buddy.
You're
going
to love this ball. It's great. When's it come out, though? You said it has a date.
That'll come out the end of July. That doesn't have a hard date. I did read that Pokemon Go has a date of July 15th, but as I was watching, I did not hear that date. I just heard we're going to try to get it out before Go Plus comes out. So
okay.
Next month. We'll have Pokemon
yeah.
Go next month. Unless something goes drastically wrong.
Yeah, that's I feel like they would have said that out loud though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for sure by now. They or they should.
I mean, maybe they said it later. Like I only watched up it's like a 42-minute video and I only
right.
watched the first like 26 before I ducked out.
Right, yeah, I don't know. I can't last for too long in those unless I'm like super into it. I did watch 56 minutes of Breath of the Wild. So like
I skipped through that because I watched the whole first day of E3 because I was sick in bed.
Right,
so.
I didn't. So I was just like, I wish okay, I love Polygon. It's my favorite website. My favorite game website. Polygon's YouTube is the best game YouTube. The only problem is sometimes they just do gameplay videos. It's just gameplay.
Yeah.
And I also want their commentary on it. Sometimes they do it with commentary.
Right.
Not always, though. But like I really would have liked Nick Robinson talking about
what he was
Zelda
doing.
While he was doing
yeah.
his crazy Zelda, his
it
Nakey
would bring
Zelda
a lot
run.
Of things into perspective. Like I would have just loved to hear him when he stripped Link down to his undies.
Yeah. Other than that, though, back to Pokemon Go.
So that was pretty much it for news. Some of the questions that were asked were like, you know, I noticed that I'm only getting a core group of 50 or so Pokemon. And when I compared with this other tester. Like, he had some different ones, but there was some overlap. So, like, rarity is going to be a thing between all the Pokemon.
Okay.
And there's also regional differences.
Okay, that's pretty cool. It's only Gen 1 for now, but they will all be in it, right?
Right, it's only Gen 1 for now, but they did say eventually they're going to, like, add more in as it goes along.
Right.
Trading is not part of the game out of the gate because they want to encourage people to catch Pokemon, and it will be coming in later.
Okay.
Which means trading's not done yet, but we got to get this game out.
We haven't figured it out, but everyone's clamoring for it.
Also, they teased connectivity with Sun and Moon, but that's literally all they said. It'll probably connect with Sun and Moon in the future.
Yeah, that's weird. Especially if it's only Gen 1. Like, oh, cool, I get to...
Yeah. Well, they also, when Gen 1 came out on the virtual console for 3DS, said that's going to connect with Bank and Sun and Moon later this year.
Yeah, which is crazy. Because, like, you're
they
only
didn't
gonna
go
get,
into that at all. They were just like, it'll work.
I mean, cool. You can just, like, front load with Mews. You can start off with 100 Mews if you want. Just keep doing that trick. I do have to say, I don't think I'm going to get Pokemon Go.
I feel like I have to for my job.
I feel like, yes. And if you get it and say it's very cool.
I'm going to get it, and I'm probably only going to catch Pokemon walking to and from work. Like, I don't see myself going out of my way anymore.
Yeah.
Because
they kind of
like,
nerfed
it. This is neat tech.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool if you made a Pokemon game with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Because, like, instead of having a Pokemon game, it's just like Fruit Ninja with a Pokemon skin.
They did show the catching mechanic. So it'll have, like, a target on the Pokemon, like a circle. A larger circle will close in on it.
Okay.
And if the closer that larger circle is to the middle circle when you throw the Pokeball, the better your chance of catching it.
Right. Didn't the guy doing that on, I don't know if it was at E3, but there was like a press conference at some point where he like totally missed.
That was at E3. Okay. Yeah, the first one he threw it like all the way to the right. Whoa. It was awful.
You had to like aim it?
You flick it, I think. I don't know, it was kind of hard to tell.
It's always going to bank it one way or the other.
Right,
I feel.
You gotta put a little English on it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Oh, Solgaleo and Lunala have form. They have new forms. I can't remember what they're called, and I closed all my
tabs.
Oh,
it was like the full moon form and the sunburst.
Yeah,
form.
Something like that. It's just them, but glowing with clouds.
Yeah. And so Galeo is like, all the white on his body is like super white, so it's like glowing like light.
Yeah.
And then full moon mode Lunala.
Yeah, the inside of its wings glow like a really bright, like pale blue.
Yeah, and it's like wings are up.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Modes.
Yep.
I'm definitely getting Sun because Solgaleo looks way cooler than Lunala to me.
I'm on the other team.
Oh,
I already pre-ordered Moon, so.
I should probably pre-order Sun. Where'd you go? Well, we'll talk about it later.
I got it at Target because you get a gift card when you turn it in.
I'll probably do that then. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. I feel like everyone likes Lunala more than they like Solgaleo. Again, just like Popplio. It's like, it's all right. I don't need to be popular. I don't need to be Popplio.
Popplio-ler?
I don't think it's going
to
work.
There's no way to do it. Should be right there, but it's not.
So anything else? Did we talk about the map at all last time?
Oh, it's four islands big, not just that first one they showed. I don't know if we talked about it.
And there's like a little man-made one in the middle, and I'm pretty sure that's probably the Elite Four, if I had to guess.
Probably. Or like headquarters for something. It's a giant building.
For Evil Corp. Who do we think the bad guys are going to be?
Pirates? Here's why I think pirates. Because on that map, there's like motorboats and ferries going around, but there's one wooden sail ship, like pirate ship.
Like a schooner.
Yeah. Okay. I cropped it out and like posted it on my Twitter, and I've been like talking to people who's like, what have you seen on the map? And I tell them, I saw this boat that no one's talking about, and no one is mentioning it.
It's weird.
It's the only one like that on the map. Like, it's gotta mean something.
Maybe you get to be a pirate. Also, you can change your hat.
You can. Oh, yeah. When they revealed the Battle Royal mode, they showed four different trainers, and they all looked different. Some of them had different clothes. Some of them were different skin color.
Right.
So
did any of them have that stupid chicken hat?
Trainer customization is back. One of the girl trainers did have the chicken hat, and then the other one had just like a little sun hat, the one that I sent you.
I'm hoping that it's not like Battle Royal mode, so everyone looks different, and it's, you know, you...
Well, they tried to bring it up, and they wouldn't talk about it.
They were talking about customization.
They're very hush hush about.
Just say yes. Okay. I understand like making every game feel different. I should never not be able to buy cute outfits ever again.
No,
like
that's not
ever.
Like that's a cool feature that was introduced in Kalos, but that's not the hook in Kalos.
No,
I don't think.
that is what I spent all my money on, but it's not like the thing about Cal. It's like just let me cut, just let everyone fully customize clothes and all their characters and have options and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what people like now.
And I think, I keep saying this, and I'm pretty sure I saw it in that original Japanese trailer, like when they first showed the trailers and stuff.
Someone didn't have a hat on.
It looked like they removed the hat completely, and that's my favorite new feature, if that's true.
Right. is that it for news, though?
That's it. That's all I got. All
right, so we're going to move on to fan interactions, and we're going to get out of here.
All right.
All right, so we got a couple things we got to talk about. We got an email that has a question. We haven't done one of those in a while, so I'm very excited to do it. It's from our boy Hoops. But first, we got some new patrons.
Oh, yeah, we got to thank them.
Yeah. Okay, so this first one, I don't know if we thanked or not, so we're just going to do it again.
Yeah, it's one of the benefits of donating. We might thank you twice.
Yeah. We'll definitely thank you twice on each once on each podcast, but sometimes you get multiples on some. Who knows? So first up is Annie and Jonathan Creighton.
Annie and Jonathan, thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys. And I did mention this on the War for Grey. Don't know if I mentioned it on here, but Jonathan's got a podcast called the Aniki Podcast. It's an anime podcast. Him and his brother talk about, they watch like an episode of two different anime shows, talk about them. And then Annie is one of the hosts of the Gem Jam podcast. It's all about Gem. It's very good, especially if you love that banana show. Next up is Yasonic Zayas.
Thank you, Yasonic.
AKA Sony. Have confirmation that that's the name.
Yeah,
that's
we got a nickname. We got a little mixed up.
Yeah, so thank you so much. And Sony actually like pledged and then upped his pledge and then upped his pledge a little bit more. So just like bumping it a little
bit. Sony, man.
So like, thank you very much.
Greatly appreciate that.
Next up is Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, who I'm pretty sure is a Tom that I've seen hanging around on Twitter.
Talking to us on Twitter.
So welcome to this. And then I feel like we just ought to, because he bumped up his pledge again. But Matt Hoadley.
Matt, my man.
You're doing a lot for us, and we really appreciate it, Matt.
Matt, thank you so much. Just from the very bottom of my heart.
You're the best. Next up is Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
She pledged before, and I guess she bumped her pledge, and Patreon's like, it's a whole new person.
Maybe she had to duck out and came back.
Oh, maybe. Either way, thanks, Christina.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you again.
Next up is John.
John, thanks so much.
And then we got a couple more, and this one is my favorite. It's my little baby brother, Scoot Mason.
Oh, Scoot, thank you.
Thank you, dude, so much. He just started listening to the podcast recently, and so thank you, buddy. We really appreciate it. Next up. Now it's a familiar voice.
Now it's a very good friend of ours.
It's a very good friend of ours. Shannon Maynard.
Shannon, thank you so much.
If you guys aren't following, first of all, any of the people that we've mentioned, just go into our Twitter follows and like find the names. But definitely follow Shannon because she posts a lot of great art all the time. And some of it is for Pokemon United. And it's the best. So she is officially the official artist for...
we've set it on air now.
Yeah, so. For World Tour United. And lastly is the legendary pugilist.
Thanks, Puge.
This dude is punching people legendarily. So
I like to think so. He goes to those one-star reviews. He just pops up and goes, what?
Nope.
And decks him.
Yeah, speaking of which, I talked about it a little bit on the last United show, but we got 2 one-star ratings now, guys. So if you want to hop on over to iTunes and give us a review to kind of balance it out, we'd really appreciate it.
Speaking of balancing that out, we have 2 new 5-star reviews. Not just ratings. These guys aren't cowards.
Not chickens.
The first one comes from iTunes user MikeJC86. It is titled The Pokemon Highlight Reel.
Oh, nice.
This is hands down my favorite Pokemon podcast. I'm relatively new to podcasts, and Jake and Josh have made a podcast that I highly doubt I'll ever get bored with because I love Pokemon, and these guys are entertaining.
Thank you.
So anyone looking for a podcast who isn't really a Pokemon fan but wants to be entertained, this is it.
I would like to add that, first of all, thank you very much. It's a very nice review.
Yeah,
but I would like to add that if you are a Pokemon fan, hop on in. We talk about Pokemon. Either way, if you're a recent convert or not, up to you. We cover the gamut. We don't really talk about any of the competitive battle stuff. But other than that...
No, sometimes I'll talk about like abilities or... I'd brush upon it because I do know the mechanics of all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just not a very good strategist, and I just want to play with my buddies.
Right.
So.
Same. We got another one, you said?
We do, from iTunes user VTAN12245. There's a big number, so I couldn't say it as one thing.
Right.
It's entitled Loving Tabletop United. This is a short and sweet one. Fantastic show, lots of Pokemon info and shenanigans. Keep it up, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
We're going to keep it up.
You have our guarantee that we will keep it up.
Yeah, Jake's guarantee that we will keep it up.
Yep, you can't stop this now. I'm in too deep. We did, like I mentioned earlier, we got an email from our boy Hoops, and he said some stuff about United, so it's not the time or the place. He says he's loving it, so thank you, Hoops. We're really proud of it. We have a lot of fun. Then he asked us a question. I don't know if we've said it in a long time, but this was originally like a Q&A portion. So you guys,
yes,
if you still want to, send in your questions.
Any questions.
Any questions, Pokemon related.
Right.
Even tangentially.
Yeah, Pokemon adjacent is fine.
Yeah, and we'll answer them, and we'll, you know, give our opinions and thoughts and stuff on that. So Hoops asks, I saw the substitute doll available to buy as a plush and thought it was the perfect bit of merchandising. When I was little, I wanted that giant Snorlax doll to be real so I could sleep on it. Now it is.
It is.
Now that's a real thing.
It costs like $600.
From Japan. You got to get it shipped over here, so it's going to be another $100.
On a pallet.
Yeah.
Because it's huge, but you could sleep on a Snorlax dummy.
Well, Hoops is a very tall man, so I don't know. You could use it as like an upper body type. Get two.
Yeah. Put your legs will hang off. Yeah. But like, if you curl up, you could get all on that Snorlax.
So he said, any ideas for awesome stuff Pokemon should put out to buy? I just want to convert our world into the Pokemon world as much as possible.
Pokemon-themed soda pop?
That would be cool.
Like the item, the in-game item?
Yeah, soda pop. Okay, what kind of soda? Do you think it would be like a cola? Or do you think it would be like a Sprite?
In the game, it looks like it's just seltzer water. But I feel like it would be like, have you ever had a ramune?
No.
It's one of those, it's like those Japanese sodas, you gotta like pop this weird sphere out of the top of it to drink it.
No. I'm gonna.
Oh. Well, they come in like lemon lime and strawberry flavor. So I think it would just be those relabeled.
Okay. That would be cool.
But I'd be into that.
I'd be into that. Yeah, like a lemonade too.
Yeah.
Would be real cool. What else? Oh, a Pokeball that I could like catch animals in. That would be real.
Yeah, like a real working Pokeball.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
No, that's ridiculous. I would like them to release like,
oh, amiibos of all the gym leaders.
With their signature
Pokemon like around them on one of those supports.
I don't even necessarily need their signature Pokemon.
I don't need that, but I'm just picturing Sabrina with like an Alakazam floating over her shoulder, and it's the coolest
thing. That would be pretty awesome. I would like there to be, because Fangamer has a series of shirts that are like cool looking stylized versions like for the gyms. I only have six out so far, and I bought three of them, and the t-shirt fits, but the tank tops run one size too small, so keep that in mind if you buy them. But they're real awesome. I got the fuchsia, the cerulean, and the saffron, and they're all pretty baller. I would like stuff like that, things that aren't in the games, but would be if the game was real.
Yeah, like a Pokeflute.
Yeah, like a Pokeflute.
It's just a recorder with like a Pokeball at the bottom.
Yeah.
You could make that.
Yeah, for sure. Probably.
I'd buy one.
Or like just like things from gyms that gyms would sell to get more money. Like shirts or like, you know, official badges, because there's no official badges.
No, they're all fan made.
Yeah, they're all fan made. The Chinook Crafts one, I don't know if that's yours.
I think there are official badges. If you play at like
tournaments,
a league tournament. Yeah. I think it's just a pin with a picture on it, though. I don't think it's an actual badge.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But like, if you go to like China Crafts, their Etsy, they have like all of them, I think.
No, I got mine from, oh, what's the name of the site?
Other stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know what else would be cool. But like, yeah, I would like a lot of weirder Pokemon themed things, rather than just like, here's a Pokemon, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, because they're doing this cool thing right now, and I love it, where they have, like, a bunch of different plushies, and, like, a tenth of them are all just Ditto faces, and it's the greatest.
My badges, the gym badges that I bought came from Sanshi.com.
Okay. And those are good-looking badges.
They're very good. They're very professional-looking.
Yeah. But, like, there's no official versions of that. Or, like, a Pokedex. You can't just, like, buy a Pokedex, I don't think. I don't know how it would work exactly. But, like, I don't either. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Cool things like that.
Yeah.
So, thank you for the question, Hoops. I hope that wasn't in any way satisfying.
I really want the Pokeflute now.
That would be pretty neat. Play Hot Cross Bun. Play the Pokemon theme song on it.
Sylph Scope? Oh, man.
Yeah, you can see ghosts with it. That's what the ghost hunters need. They just need a silph scope.
They just need a good silph scope.
To find ghosts everywhere with
Nintendo's
it.
Nintendo's squatting on the technology.
They just have it sitting there, not doing anything with it. But that's it? Is that it?
I think that's it. I think it's going to do it for us.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us online. We're on Twitter at PWT Podcast. The other places are
the same.
The same. Not used right now. Maybe they will be someday. We got them just in case.
Yeah, we're squatting on them.
And you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating and or review, you can head over there, click the stars, write your stuff. Give us a good one.
Get it read. We appreciate it.
We'll read it on air, even if it's bad.
Yeah. We haven't gotten any, though.
We might read bad ones a little snarky.
Right.
We'll read them still.
We'll provide crappier commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the only bad reviews we have are the two chickens that gave us 1 stars and ran away with their tails between their legs. You babies.
Like the picture, they like click it real quick and then run away.
They slammed their computer shut. Got them. Nailed those guys to the wall. How dare they have fun with Pokemon? They didn't talk about Pokemon killing each other once.
Better breed my Garchomp now. My 6th Garchomp.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
I also, speaking of charts from before, you know,
sure.
We spoke of charts.
We did.
Now we're speaking of them again. There was one that was like the top 10 teams from some tournament.
But they're all the same, right?
They're all like 90% the same. It's just, that's not what this is about.
No. That's sad and gross. And we're on Patreon. So you heard us thank them a little bit ago. But if you
want to get thanked
or other cool stuff, you can go to patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. We just put up, and if you're not a patron, you don't have to be a patron at all. You can go there and you can look at our 2 exclusive t-shirts and get jelly and maybe want to donate. They both look real great. The Pokemon World Tour. It's not World Tour United. It's just World Tour. It looks awesome. It's by Shannon. We had a lot of fun designing that. Looks great.
Yeah.
So
she draws me real handsome. I appreciate that.
Same. Draws me real handsome too. So yeah, it's a good time. But yeah, you get some other cool stuff. Check that out. Early episodes, bonus episodes, things like that. And finally, our music is the Destiny Infinite off the OC Remix album, the EV EP, which you can find at ev.ocremix.com. The song itself is by Darksword, which is DarkeSword, which you can find on him on Twitter at that same name. Fell apart at the end.
And background music is usually from the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Ultimate Music Collection, available on iTunes. Sometimes we use some other stuff. I don't think we're going to this time, so I'm not going to talk about it.
No music this time, except for like the in-between stuff. But yeah, I feel like this doesn't need a underlay.
Right.
Which, by the way, guys, does that help? Is that cool? Do you like that? If not, I will stop doing it.
How many of you right now are like, there's an underlay?
Yeah, right? Because it's quiet.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know if you have any ideas for what we can do production-wise.
Yeah.
We'll try implementing them and see what happens.
See what works. So, yeah. Anyway, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Jake.
I'm Josh.
And until next time.
Smell you later.